Dmitry Sidorov, Washington Bureau Chief of Kommersant, a business and political daily in Moscow, says the United States and Russia are facing a very difficult period in their relations, despite the outwardly friendly relationship between President Bush and President Putin.
I think that the last 6 months at least presented a challenge for the U.S.-Russian relations, mostly, in my view, due to the existing Russian policy of competing with the U.S., such as, for example, the Yukos case developments, President Putin's involvement in Ukrainian elections, his anti-American and anti-West comments when he was in India, Russian support of European position on Iranian secret nuclear program, and now the attempt of the Kremlin to jeopardize what seems to be the beginning of the real Israeli-Palestinian peace dialogue by negotiating the sale of the MANPAD devices to Syria, which may end up in the hands of Hezbollah or Islamic Jihad.
Nonetheless, Dmitry Sidorov says in a second Bush term, he thinks U.S.-Russian relations will be guided primarily by pragmatism.
And the main reason for this, as far as I can see it, is that it's better for the White House and for this administration to have Russia as a silent partner in the war against terrorism rather than an obstacle to this war. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, each of the countries will push ahead their agenda.
Russian journalist Masha Lipman, an editor of Pro and Con, says U.S.-Russian relations are at their lowest point since the end of the communist period.
Relations began to deteriorate at a time when the war in Iraq began. However, recent development in Russia, and first and foremost, the clash of Russia and the U.S. and more broadly the West over the election in Ukraine has driven relations between Russia and the U.S. much lower than it used to be. The most important thing, however, is not the relations between the two, but what lies beyond. What substance is there in the Russian-American relations? And it looks that there is less and less substance left.
Polish-born journalist Matthew Kaminski of the Wall Street Journal's Paris edition says U.S.-Russian relations have been on a roller coaster ride.
The early years were quite promising when Russia moved toward reform and then very much stood in solidarity with the U.S. after the 9/11 attacks. But over the last 2 years, things have really disintegrated. I think that most of the problem lies with, one, a misreading in the U.S. about Vladimir Putin's true intentions, and two, a misreading in Russia about what the U.S. would in the end be willing to put up with. On the U.S. side, President Bush said he looked into his soul, and this is a man he can do business with. Vladimir Putin is his friend. In fact, Vladimir Putin has turned out to be someone who has concertedly moved to quash democracy in Russia, to limit the freedom of speech, and destroy moves toward stronger rule of law.
Matthew Kaminski says the tendency of American presidents to personalize their dealings with Russia based on their personal relationship with the Russian head of state constitutes a serious problem.
The U.S. faced with a country which is very complex, very Byzantine in many ways, feels that one man is the key to their policy, when in fact it should try and be much more faithful to principles rather than people. And the principles that the West in general, but the U.S. in particular, should be defending in Russia are democracy, freedom of expression, rule of law, property rights.
However, Mr. Kaminski and his fellow journalists say that Washington is constrained by its need for the Kremlin's cooperation in the war on terrorism. And on Tuesday, the new U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice told her Senate confirmation panel that despite setbacks in Russia in its crackdown on freedoms and its interference in Ukraine and elsewhere, there was much cooperation with the government of President Putin, particularly on Iran and Afghanistan. She added that the United States would continue to press Russia to embrace democracy while spending $43 million to help Russian institutions develop a civil society. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.